Good morning. My guest this morning is Cheryl Parkinson from The Living Room. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I say from The Living Room, and people say, whose living room? We'll tell them that in a little bit. But at any rate, it says right here on my sheet that The Living Room is hosting a pasta party Sunday, November 10th, at the Church of the Incarnation on Mendocino Avenue across from
the Glazer Center.
The Glazer Center, right. Talk about the event.
Well, the pasta party, we're really looking forward to as a fun event. You know, we have various fundraisers through the years, and this one is not only a fundraiser, but also to raise awareness of The Living Room and what we do. So it's really designed to be a broad-based community type of event. The tickets are only $20, and kids 12 and under are free. So we really hope people will come out, learn about The Living Room, and just get involved in the community and have some great pasta from the Pasta King, some accordion music, a little Italy here in Santa Rosa.
Okay. How large is that space? How many people do you feel it'll accommodate?
We're looking for about 150 people. Okay. It goes 3 to 6, so we're figuring not everybody's going to sit down right at once, but those are the numbers we're looking at.
Oh, a nice Sunday afternoon, late lunch, early dinner sort of thing.
Exactly. We're thinking it's a good time for people. You don't have to drive in the dark or stay up late and that sort of thing, and it should be really fun.
Well, talk about The Living Room and what you do.
The Living Room is a day service center for homeless women and children. And we're actually in our 20th year. We started in 1993. We have between 50 and 80 women and children coming through Monday through Friday. We serve breakfast and lunch. And we provide a safe space for women to sort of pull their lives together and use computers and look for jobs and housing. We also have parenting classes to sort of strengthen the
Great.
Relationships.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I would assume you also serve women who are pregnant, expecting sometime in the not-too-distant future?
Yes, and we single women who don't have kids, a lot of our women are on their own. We have senior women, seeing a lot more senior women, first-time homeless. Not a great trend, but just a reality right now.
Is that reality growing in Sonoma County, do you think?
It seems to be somewhat. Housing is so expensive that the slightest, you know, blip in how someone puts their finances together can end up with someone not having a place to live.
As well as looking for funds, are you also looking for volunteers?
We are. We're always looking for volunteers. We use about 11,000 volunteer hours a year.
Wow.
All of our cooks are volunteers,
uh-huh.
People in the rooms. So we depend a lot on volunteers and have quite a few different types of tasks for them to do.
Well, this is a pretty large project, feeding 150 people and sort of entertaining them a little bit while you feed them. I take it this is probably a pretty major fundraiser for The Living Room.
It is. Our garden party is a major fundraiser, but this one is really reaching out to a larger, broader crowd. And, of course, we couldn't do it without the Pasta King, who's doing the cooking.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
That saves us a lot of time that he's doing the cooking, and Smith and Dollar are sponsoring that. So that's a huge help for us.
That's excellent. He's our neighbor here at KRCB, really, just right down the road.
That's right. He's been around a while himself.
Yes, he has.
The tickets are available online at www.thelivingroomsc.org.
www.thelivingroomsc.org. And also, I note that you can make reservations by phone by calling 579-0138, extension 3.
Yes.
Does that get it?
That's our office number.
Okay. And we should also tell people what a really lovely building the Church of the Incarnation is.
That is so true. The dinner itself will be in the hall, but Church of the Incarnation was built in the mid-1800s, has quite a history. It was used as a hospital in Morgan, the earthquake of 1906.
Right.
It's absolutely beautiful, redwood beams and stained glass windows. We're very fortunate to be able to share space with them.
Well, thanks for coming in, Cheryl.
Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.